A tech giant worth hundreds of billions of dollars is asking Wisconsin regulators to roll back some financial requirements for building data centers in the state. It's Thursday, June 25th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the USDA has released error rates for state food assistance programs, and Wisconsin is among the lowest in the nation. And Fond du Lac is offering thousands of dollars to workers who are willing to move there.
Movers are looking for quality of life, and they're looking for places like Wisconsin and Fond du Lac, and it's the places that roll out that red carpet and are welcoming that tend to be winners.
Stay with us.
Public media is more than what's on TV or the radio. It's educational tools for teachers.
It's trusted news on air and online.
Local stories shared across social media that keep us connected.
It's urgent alerts when safety matters most. PBS Wisconsin and WPR serve you in many ways, and it's all possible because of your support. Visit WPR.org/together.
Tech giant Oracle is suing the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, trying to roll back financial requirements for data centers. The company says those requirements are unreasonable, and it's asking a judge to reverse them. In April, utility regulators required very large customers of We Energies to post collateral for new power plants needed to meet their energy demand. The utility and others are separately seeking review of that decision. Oracle says the PSC's changes would create significant costs for the company, which could exceed $100 million each year. Amy Berrio with environmental group Clean Wisconsin says the financial requirements are necessary.
You know, it's really important that they did that because this helps shield all of those other customers from the risks associated with these enormous energy users.
Customer advocates highlighted Oracle's high debt load and credit rating just above junk status. The company is investing $15 billion in its Lighthouse data center campus in Port Washington. The federal government has released its rankings of state SNAP error rates, and as Anya Van Wagendonk reports, Wisconsin has one of the lowest in the nation.
Wisconsin's error rate was 5.7%. The national rate was nearly double that. The error rate ranks how much SNAP or food share money is over or underpaid. Experts say those are largely administrative mistakes that are rectified. Just seven states had rates lower than Wisconsin's. Under last summer's One Big Beautiful Bill Act, states with an error rate of more than 6% would face financial consequences. Those penalties won't start until 2027. The U.S. Secretary of Agriculture says the data shows states need to take more accountability for the program. More than 1 in 10 Wisconsinites receive food assistance each month. Roughly 40% of those recipients are children. Anya Van Wagendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Fond du Lac is offering $9,500 to workers who are willing to relocate there. Like many areas, it has an aging population and disappearing workforce. By partnering with an online platform called Make My Move, the community hopes to get younger people working crucial jobs. Fond du Lac is offering a $5,500 moving stipend, along with childcare assistance and other incentives. Make My Move markets the community and culture to potential job applicants. Evan Hawk, co-founder of the platform, says many workers are looking for more than pay.
Movers are looking for quality of life, and they're looking for places like Wisconsin and Fond du Lac, and it's the places that roll out that red carpet and are welcoming that tend to be winners.
Applicants cannot be current Wisconsin residents. There have been more than 200 applications for Fond du Lac's program so far. A progressive think tank says hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites would benefit from a higher minimum wage. Sarah Lear has more on a newly released report.
For 17 years, Wisconsin's minimum wage has been the same as the federal one, at $7.25 an hour. But University of Wisconsin-Madison professor Laura Dresser says that's fallen far behind the rate of inflation.
It's just not enough money to get by with the way rents and fuel prices and other costs are.
Dresser authored a recent report on behalf of the High Road Strategy Center. It found that more than 700,000 Wisconsinites would see higher wages if Wisconsin increased its pay floor to $20 an hour by 2030. For years, conservatives have blocked efforts to raise Wisconsin's minimum wage. They've argued that such changes would result in fewer jobs and higher prices for consumers. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, federal lawmakers may add to the foods that can be bought through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, otherwise known as SNAP. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
We are your hosts of Wisconsin Weekend from WPR News.
Each week, our team works to uncover the stories and events that communities all over the state take pride in.
Our goal is to bring you closer to the unique perspectives and the traditions that make Wisconsin a great place to call home.
Along the way, you'll hear uplifting stories of neighbors in your community making a positive difference.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10.
And finally, people who use federal food aid might soon have a new choice at the grocery store. As Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, congressional lawmakers are looking at adding rotisserie chickens to the eligible foods list.
For the most part, people can't buy hot and pre-prepared foods with their Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. But House lawmakers recently approved an amendment to the Farm Bill that would allow for rotisserie chickens. Dan Shaw, head of the Midwest Retail and Grocery Alliance, says retailers would be happy to sell them, but the industry doesn't want to expand to other hot foods.
We don't want to see SNAP used in fast food and restaurants like that. We want to make sure that the consumer gets the most for their SNAP dollar and for our tax dollars.
Retailers in several states are already making changes to comply with new SNAP junk food restrictions. So Shaw says if the measure becomes law, it would be the easiest update stores will make. I'm Anna Pope, Harvest Public Media.
And let's get a quick check of weather in here before letting you go for the day. Mostly cloudy today with high temperatures getting only into the 60s and 70s. We've also got a good chance for some rain in the northeastern corner of the state today. A few clouds expected overnight, but no rain in the forecast with lows down into the 40s and 50s. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Big thanks to everybody who donated yesterday during our one-day year-end member drive, our fiscal year-end member drive. And if you want to donate now, you can do so at WPR.org. Thanks for your consideration. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.